Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could
welcome
be
to Foul Monkeys. This is James LeRoy.
This is Ricky.
This is Bill.
This is Lala.
And we have guests in the back.
Yes, we have guests. We have Tom and Terry still here. Tom was going to be on the show. He has to continue the game show where he's going to kick Terry's ass, probably.
Blam!
Terry is so upset right now, he cannot even look at me.
You should see how red
he is.
They're
not upset right now because they're looking at your screensaver, which was a bunch of naked men.
Wait.
Like, hey. Let's expand that out.
Hold on.
Let's show the abs.
Oh, it's not going to work. There we go. He's drowning in sea. Aren't they hot? This one right here. Oh, my God. Oh, right here. Oh, my God.
Again, this is very exciting for
so
the listeners.
So exciting for you guys. The producer is getting on my nerves.
At least you have to live with
it. It has nothing to do with producing. It has something to do with, you're like, oh,
like
isn't he hot?
Time management.
Oh,
you,
isn't
you
he hot?
You don't have to live with him.
Oh, snap. Snap up in your face.
Okay. Oh, we can play this game.
I just welcome to Foul Monkeys. Today is August 11th, 2011.
And this is episode 378. I still have sinus stuff.
Thank you for listening. Like I said, we have Tom and Terry in the house. They're here listening as a live studio audience. Lala Lauren decided to join us like last second.
I didn't ask. I just said.
She said, I'm sitting here and you're going to fucking put a microphone in my face.
She lives here. She has
funny. When we say microphone, we mean James LeRoy's uncut soul.
Hi.
Oh.
I told her, so like on the last show, I said, you got to be close enough where if you stick your tongue out, it's going to touch.
So Tom and Terry said they were going to buy pizza or whatever. So I messaged Terry and I said, oh, Lauren says free blowjobs in her bedroom. And then she turns to me, she goes, I want James first.
Hell yeah. Hard work done early.
Right.
Tom says.
Real hard.
You get those tonsils worked
real hard. I gotta massage your throat so you can easily take that pizza. Oh my God, this pizza's so smooth.
I think you're too.
You're welcome.
I'm sure you're too musky for her anyway.
Yeah, musky.
Too musky
cocoa
with
buttery.
CK1. No, CK1. Oh, no, yeah, cocoa butter. Yeah.
Because I'm black.
Right. As Big Fatty would say, that colored boy, James LeRoy.
Jesus Christ.
Where your pussy products at?
Where your pussy products?
Bokai.
So you guys, Pride 48, you know we're going there, right?
Yeah.
We
are.
About it, how long?
Pride 48?
I can't wait. Yeah.
Pride 48, September 16th through the 19th.
Shut up.
We're going to be there.
Do you know what time we have our show?
We don't have times yet. They're working on that right now.
Cool.
But we're all going to be in blocks.
So the shows that are there are going to be doing their shows back to back.
So once we're done, we can go do what we want to do.
Are we doing an hour or doing
we don't know yet. There's blocks of 4 hours, I think. And I think there's six shows that's going to be there. I'm not for sure. I don't remember. I don't know all the details yet.
So six people are going.
On Mondays, if you would like to come by, they have a State of the Podcast address show on Mondays. It's live, and then that's when everybody gets together and they start discussing. I missed this Monday because I was on a date with a really cute boy. Let me show you right now.
Nobody loves me. Why can't I get the good ones? Let's just...
This, and I tweeted for this guy. I was like, I just went on an awesome date with a Latino, a charmer, and a school teacher. My panties just melted off.
You have to tell me about Mr. Howell.
Yes, I will. That's something I have to talk to you in private.
Yes.
He's so cute.
Familiar, but cute.
Isn't he gorgeous?
Mm-hmm. He's real cute. He has
this is a busy
eyes.
Weekend
He's
here.
Real cute.
Yeah.
Real cute.
Real cute and has a turtleneck.
If only this was a
Oh wait.
Vlog.
Do you have a turtleneck too?
I have half a turtleneck.
Half a turtleneck.
Yeah.
No, he is a dicky.
I'm a half C.
He's got a dicky.
Dicky. Good one.
Dicky Ricky. That's my burlesque name.
And that's your show. That's the show title.
Dicky Ricky.
Oh my God. I think I totally wore a dicky when I was in middle school. Wow. Did you ever wear a dicky?
No. I was at turtlenecks, but never a dicky.
I think I had a dicky.
I used to wear turtlenecks.
I didn't like turtlenecks. There were two.
I used to when I was a kid. Now, no.
I remember my grandma got me this sweater one time. It was white wool. This was like during the 90s, so that's when sweaters were cool. It was itchy, so I had to have a black turtleneck. I actually wore a turtleneck under it. Mm-hmm. But I remember it being white wool, and it had these huge leather polka dots all over it.
Oh,
hot.
It was hideous, and I think there may be a picture. My mom probably has a picture of me in it.
I bet Big Fatty would like that sweater. Because it's dotted with leather.
Right. Big Fatty is of the leather community.
Oh.
He calls it the Hara.
And he wears a kilt. And I saw what's underneath it once.
Yeah.
Oh,
ooh.
My God. His balls are
big
so huge.
Big old balls. They're huge. They're like bigger than a bull's balls. Wow. I mean, mine are pretty big. His is bigger than mine.
Wow.
And he wanted to compare them. I was like, no, I'm not bringing mine out. Mm-hmm. I do that in private only.
Bring them out. Bring them out.
Are you going to show them this weekend at Market Days?
No, I will not be.
Shirt's optional at Market Days. Remember?
Yeah, I'm wearing my shirt.
Yeah, I'm wearing my shirt too. Yeah, so we have Market Days this weekend, which is really turning into Gay Pride Light.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, it's Gay Pride with not the straight people, right?
No, they're straights.
It's just kind of like the Pride Fest without the entire city attending.
Right.
Except, it feels like the Pride Fest, even there's less people, because it's really people. It's really an art fair. And they have booths in the middle of the street. And so you have less people, but stacked in the middle of the street going to the booth. So it feels crazy. People are still drinking on the streets. The bars are crazy.
There's still like...
And
there's those dance areas, right?
Yeah, and then this year, though,
outside of Sidetracks, they had Go-Go Boys.
Yeah, they're having some amazing performers this year. Like, it's turning into Gay Pride almost, like, with
last
the performers.
Year, yeah, last year they had Village People.
Yeah, this year there's Darren Criss from Glee. There's Frenchie Davis. Uh-huh. There's Manila from RuPaul's Drag Race. There's, who else?
Damn,
do you have that
girl.
In front of you or no?
It is
in
here.
We look up... Okay, well, I don't know who else is there, but...
Speaking of the Market Days, is that what's called Market Days? This guy named Jason Steele in the Red Eye, who's cute, wrote an article, and I want to read it.
Jason, are you single and straight?
He's straight, because he talks about it in the article. It's called The Festival Guide Straight Edition. So he says, come on, straight guys, admit it. You're a little bit curious, right? You want to know what it's like to be in the middle of it all, to see how the other 10% live, and you want to get down and dirty with the best of them. I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about North Halsted Market Days. The annual Lakeview Fest bills itself as the largest two-day street fair in the Midwest. Spanning from Belmont to Addison along the main Boys Town drag of Halsted, this features more than 40 musical acts, more than 400 arts and crafts vendors. Granted, 200 of them are booths selling sunglasses, but that's still impressive. While Market Days is a gay-centric festival, it's not just for the same-sex subset. Even a straight man who is interested in the three Bs, boobs, beers, and bands, can enter Market Days and come out the other end with his heterosexuality intact. Which reminds me, just because you will be surrounded by thousands of sweaty gay men, that isn't going to make you gay any more than attending a Cubs game is going to make me straight. But it will introduce you to a raucous, what's that word?
Raucous good time.
I'm sorry. Illiterate, y'all. So come check out my neighborhood's fest this weekend. Without further ado, my straight man's guide to Market Days. Dress appropriately. Wear cargo shorts. You will get enough free condoms and lube to last a year, so the extra pocket space will come in handy. And you don't have to be gay to appreciate free condoms and lube, right?
Unless they're the banana-flavored ones. I hate those.
I have some of those.
Those are icky.
Are they icky when they're stuck in your vagina?
I don't want to talk about that.
They're icky when she tastes them.
No, I had a couple, and the last time I had some, me and Anna came home drunk, and we blew them up and stuck
and put it on my door. Yeah.
Nice.
And I didn't hear them at all that whole night. Get there early. If you want to experience the festival without all the crowds, hit it before 1 p.m. Smile back.
Well, it's Market. A good thing I don't work.
Oh.
Oh.
I'll be there.
Rude. Rub that salt in.
Aww.
Smile back. Market Days is the best place for people watching shirtless guys and sometimes shirtless girls, but also be prepared to be ogled yourself. Be ogled yourself. Just because you're hetero doesn't mean we can't look. Oh, maybe he is gay. You do it to the girls at Old St. Pat's and Turnabout is fair play. Eat something. Skip the booths unless you like eating the same fare that you get at Chicago's other 9,000 Street Fest. Instead, go to one of the dozens restaurants along Halsted or take a field trip to Broadway. You'll be surprised by the diversity of dishes.
Or go to Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
For the cheap pizza.
Go to Whole Foods, get cheap pizza, get juice, and then carry your own vodka in. And then say, oh my gosh, this juice is so strong. Let me water it down with this water.
Because that's what we did.
And get wasted.
Wasted.
Real wasted. Listen up. Try a new artist. Market Days has a diverse lineup of musical acts. Frenchie Davis is fresh off The Voice. Lisa will rock you head to toe. And something called Prince Poppycock is performing. If you want to try something different, check out a drag performance by Manila Luzon on the Belmont stage, or come out of the Glee closet and see Darren Criss make this crowd swoon.
Oh.
He is so cute.
My God.
He is so hot.
I would do him.
Blaine.
Oh, my God.
He's straight.
I know he is.
Yeah, yes. He came out of straight.
What hotel is he staying at?
But, man, that chest hair.
He's staying...
Chest hair?
Uh-huh.
Oh, he is furry.
Did you really give your address?
Shut up. Dear strangers, please grab us. Rape me in the middle of the night. And Ricky, too.
Well, they can't get up here.
Clearly, he's asking for it.
Clearly.
Okay.
Is that the one time where that phrase is allowed? Because clearly he is asking for it.
Play along. Get soaked by the lifeguard with the hose at Roscoe's. Try Twister with the porn star at Steamworks booth. And for Gaga's sake, take off your shirt. You're here to have fun, so just relax and take it all in. So I retweeted.
Take it all in.
I tweeted this because I thought that was.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that's a good article.
That is a good article.
Yeah,
I think it's. That's why I like Chicago, because they're very diverse and they can get straight people to do.
I actually,
you know,
when I lived 3 hours away from here,
uh-huh.
If we didn't come for Pride, we actually would come up for Market Days, just because the art itself really is. I bought good art
and tons of free stuff.
Yeah, and tons of free stuff.
Free lube and condoms. They had, remember, wait, yeah, you were at that leather thing, what did we go to?
IML,
and they had leather-scented lube.
Ew.
Yes.
It was.
Some people get off
that's
on that.
So nasty.
No, some people get off on that.
So not only, so you know, not only that it's, that is kind of gross.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
What'd you say?
Cow juice.
So not only is it Market Days, but it's also Chicago Comic Con.
Yes.
And there's a Chicago Horror Festival. Like film festival.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Robert England. Freddy Krueger is here. Yes, Patrick Stewart is at Comic-Con.
Are the five original kids from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. They're meeting for the first time since 1971.
There are some amazing people coming to Chicago Comic-Con. It is...
Waylon, sing something from Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
From Charlie and Chocolate Factory? Oh, my God.
Is that
God.
What you were just talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, put me on the spot.
I was trying to think of a song and I can't think of one. Imagination.
I don't know more than that.
Da, da, da. What about the song
you know
sings about
that his, makes me think of, you know, take a look in a book.
What is that from? I don't get it.
Reading Rainbow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's Reading Rainbow.
Is that guy still alive?
Obviously.
Lamar?
Is Lamar Burton still alive?
Yes. Okay. He's actually at Comic-Con, I think.
He was on Arrested Development as well.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, you didn't do Reading Rainbow because you can't read.
I cannot read the big
words.
But Reading Rainbow was not for big words.
I don't think ruckus.
Now it wasn't.
It's a ruckus.
That wasn't ruckus. Ruckus is R-U-C-K-U-S, right? This is not that same word.
R-O-C-K in the USA.
Wait, maybe it is. I thought ruckus was R-U-C-K-U-S.
R-A-U-C-O-U-S. Yeah, causing a ruckus. Like
making consolidators to be in their heart. Yeah, that's ruckus.
Can you spell R-U-C-K-U-S? Maybe yep. That's just the redneck version.
Yeah, that's someone's name on Bear 4-in-1.
No, that's... No.
And like, Growler.
No.
Can we beep that out? Because I don't want to sound stupid.
Really?
You know how long? No,
girl. You know how much editing my art is gonna have to do.
Just edit my address.
Everyone
out.
Already knows. It's stupid.
He hasn't even edited the last show.
I told him we could do one show each. He's like, no, I got it. It's okay.
Do you know why? Because you won't edit.
No, he doesn't edit either because we had a show where we said both your names like 5 times.
Anyway.
Anyway.
So, Bill and
I love this place. Yes, what about us?
We went and saw a movie.
Oh, what'd you see?
Crazy Stupid Love.
How was it?
It was really good. Cute.
Was that with Emma
Stone?
Yes,
Emma Stone?
And oh my god.
Ryan Gosling.
Hey girl, hey.
Hey girl, hey. Oh my
He's
god.
He's so cute.
He is, no.
Oh my god, no.
No.
You should see him
hot.
In this movie.
He's hot in this movie?
Oh shit. Yes. One of Emma Stone's lines in the movie is she's like, take off the shirt. And he takes the shirt off. She's like, Jesus, it looks like you're photoshopped.
Oh yeah, that's in one of the commercials that they have.
Yeah, it's on the trailer. Anyway,
it's a really good
movie.
It has Steve Carell in it. It's really, really, really cute. We really enjoyed it.
It was really funny because we actually ran into the people that we live down the street from, and I ride the bus to the train and take the train to him to work with him all the time.
Is this it right here?
Oh my god!
Yeah, I think that's the scene too.
Yeah,
so
that's it.
Yeah. I don't like the veins down there.
Oh, yeah, that's screw that. Fuck you.
I can Photoshop those out.
What the hell's that one? Right there.
Right here?
Nope.
Yep. So we're looking at pictures of Ryan Gosling.
No, that's not Ryan Gosling. That's Ryan
Reynolds. But still, you can keep it right
there.
There.
Oh, Ryan. Oh, here's a.
Oh, he looks like looking down at his penis.
Mm.
Oh, hi. Oh, oh hey. What's down there? Hey.
Hey.
This is exciting to listeners.
So it was good?
Yeah, it was good. Y'all should go see it.
Yes.
So,
but during that, we saw a preview for Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
The new one?
The new one.
Oh, my God. It looks...
I'm so pissed. That is not making me happy right now.
No, and this one just looks...
No, not Dirty Dancing, because they haven't made the characters yet.
No, Footloose. Footloose.
Okay, sorry. Somebody put Dirty Dancing in here.
No, that's my Dirty Dancing thing, because... Well, you go ahead and talk about Footloose, and we'll talk about Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, the Footloose remake with Juliana Huff or whatever her name is just looks like a hot train wreck. They're even doing like some modern hip hop dancing in the middle of this one too. In
like
streets.
In the underwear? No, that's Risky Business.
Yes. Right.
Footloose is Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon,
yeah,
country.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it does not look good. It does not look good.
Well, I don't think this is going to be good because they're doing a remake of Dirty Dancing. First of all, not old enough to do a remake. Second of all, classic, can't redo it. And third, who are they going to have them cast? Who can be Patrick Swayze? Who is going to be able to get out of the bed and have Patrick Swayze ass?
James LeRoy.
No.
Do you know what? When I was younger, my dad actually looked a lot like Patrick Swayze from Roadhouse.
Lala would go see that.
I would go see it.
He was kind of hot in the movie.
They have the same hair and same kind of
body.
Oh, the
hair was gross.
Well, for the time, it wasn't.
We don't have any chairs for you guys to sit on?
There's one right there.
I have a chair for you to sit on.
You said what? Oh.
Well, he did.
Because you probably can't hear that, Terry was saying how it was kind of funny that Bill was referring to his dad as Patrick Swayze.
They're about the same age.
Fully clothed.
Well,
he's not fully clothed right now.
Yeah, he
Patrick
is.
Swayze.
Yeah, he is. Then he's in a coffin.
How do you know he's?
Well,
did they bury him?
Hey, do they put pants on him?
Too soon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
We have someone who... We have an expert.
Oh, yeah. We have an expert. If we ever have a death question, we have someone to go to. Okay. I have this thing on diaper wearing. Okay?
What?
Listen to this.
Like the pins?
I was on this... Talking to this guy on Growler.
Oh.
Super cute.
Oh.
He's out in the suburbs.
And he wears diapers.
I'm not done with the story
I
yet.
Don't really care.
That depends.
Good one.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
You do?
Yes.
Continue with the story, please.
Really?
Continue!
So we were talking back and forth, and he was just like, oh, you know, if you ever come to my, what kind of underwear do you wear? And I was like, whatever, like boxers or briefs or boxer briefs. He's like, well, if you came to my house, there would have to be a check. And I'm like, okay. And he goes, it would be none of those. And I'm like, okay, so funny. What?
It's cute.
Naked? And he goes, no, this. And he sent me a picture of a fucking diaper.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what's that? And he said, it's a diaper. And I was like, block.
I don't get that.
I didn't block him right away because I kind of was wanted to know what it's about.
What? You not, wanted him to, like, supple on your nipple? Interest.
No, yeah, I wanted to know what... Right? So apparently he's into guys wearing diapers with loose shorts with no belt so that when you walk around, he can, like, pull your pants down a little bit and your diaper shows.
Where do these things come from? Seriously. I want to know.
Being molested as a child. That one.
And that was his thing. He's like, well, we should go to a movie and you can wear your diaper. And I was like, I'm blocking you.
First of all, would you wear a diaper in private?
No!
Do you think that you're going to go out in public wearing a diaper?
I asked him, I go, wait, don't you have roommates? He said, yeah. I go, they don't question the fact that you have diapers in your house. He's like, no. And I'm like, okay,
yes, they do.
I would.
You want to change my diaper?
Yes, they do. Those friends.
I like it when you rub my pussy. But you're 7 months old.
I like it. When he isn't there, those friends are talking about that shit.
Right?
Their friends are talking to their friends and their family members, and he is the diaper roommate.
It's weird. It's so odd. Butch goes to Prednisone Boy. Talking to this cute boy. And he was like, oh, you know, I'm sick. I have strep throat. And I was like, you know, oh, I'm sorry to hear
you
that.
You need to start creating a PowerPoint like I did.
I know. With the people, I'm going to start saving their pictures. So then he's like, oh, I hope I go to the doctor and I get prednisone. And I'm like, why prednisone? He goes, well, you know, because I'm a skinny guy and prednisone makes you swell up. I want to kind of look fat.
What?
Yeah. Just come eat at my house. Jeez Louise.
Eat a bunch of pretzels.
I know.
Eat a bunch of pretzels.
I was like, fine.
That is so weird. Oh, my God.
Because prednisone makes you swell up. I want to look fat. People are so weird. Why do I talk to the freaks? Oh, all the time, they talk to me. It's weird.
You can never tell, first off.
So, and what's up with this whole Burton or anything? This is getting a little old here.
I heard that they weren't together. They were just friends.
No, they're roommates and that Muppets aren't sexual. However, there's a guy out in the Chicago suburbs that is now wanting to put a poll out there. And I think there's over...
A petition, right?
Yes. There's over 4,000 or 40,000. I forget what it is. People who have signed
that's
this.
A big difference.
I would say 4,000 because the idea is ridiculous.
I went to try to look it up and I couldn't find it on the last show. Anyway, this guy wants to have it so that Bert and Ernie will actually get married on the show.
Now, is it ridiculous, though? I mean, honestly, I mean, Sesame Street has always been socially forward in the countries that they're in. I mean, even so much that you know that AIDS and HIV is such a prevalent issue in Africa that one of their characters, one of the Muppets, does have HIV.
Right, but they also tried to have one in America, and they said no.
Well, that's because this is America.
Well, people have AIDS in America.
I'm not saying they don't, but it's an epidemic everywhere. I'm not into that. Anyway, it was more
prevalent there.
They needed more education at that level, I think, than, you know, elementary school gets here, but still.
I think an HIV character and having two non-sexual who are puppets get married, I think it's ridiculous.
I don't disagree with you.
It's too far. It's for children. They don't care about marriage. They don't care. They're asking this for adults.
This is one of those things where it's the straight people who are very against gay marriage are saying we're shoving gay marriage into our children's faces.
Yeah.
This is one of those instances where that would happen.
And kids don't care about marriage. They don't give a shit about
that little boy who was like,
this is adults.
These are married.
These are adults that are trying to ruin children's shows.
No, at the same time, but you're saying ruin, though. I still think that I don't agree with ruin. There's no need for it
because they don't even think about that as watching that.
I think it's interesting. It's an interesting debate. I don't think I disagree with this whole thing here, per se, where this is a little ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You know, now that this is legal in some places, let's have it to marry. Maybe this would be a different conversation if it was legal the whole country, like a federal right. thing, because then, hey, let's do it. At the same time, though, I don't think that the idea itself is as ridiculous as this situation, because why can't there be a positive gay role model for children that's a puppet? Then some, you know, though I know that most of these puppets really have never dated, there's no real sexuality per se, but I do think that there's probably been much more of like a straight heterosexual focus in the hierarchy and the types of the characters that they
but
are.
But there's no characters on that show except for Miss Piggy and Kermit who are even closely romantic.
By the way,
romantically
you are
involved.
Thinking of the wrong show now.
Yeah, that's Muppets.
Yeah, that's Muppets. Oh. That's different.
And well, Muppet, it's the same puppet. I mean, but that's I mean, just, it's
Miss
puppets.
Miss Piggy isn't
but
on Sesame right. Street.
No, but Muppets are but for still, adults. Muppets
but,
for
well,
kids.
Well, on Sesame Street, there are no romantic people involved right. at all. So why
is, like,
even put, include
if
that?
If they start to do this whole, like, let's have these people get gay marriage, like, it goes more than just a gay marriage. Because then it starts to become their sexuality. And yeah. that's inappropriate for kids to hear about.
But at the same time, though, do you think maybe a good compromise in the future? Because you know this will become up at some point. Because it's something that will have to come up at some point for how prevalent this is. Do you think that one of the people on there are going to be a gay couple with kids, you know, like
that
have two dads,
or they could do like a gay pride episode or something like
or
that.
They have, you know how they have those little intervals in between
right.
those little sketches.
Uh-huh.
They could do one about families. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember when I was a little girl, they had one about families, and you know, some little girl was like, "My aunt raised me," and there was another one like, "My grandma raised me." Mm-hmm. Families are different. Families are about love. Mm-hmm. They could do something like that.
Right.
They could yeah. say, "I have two dads," or something
it's,
like that.
It's so, kind of funny we're talking about this because I was just showing. James, a book. You'd be surprised. We're actually getting unpacked.
Shit got put away.
We were putting books on the bookshelf, not in any order, because that will come later, because we're too lazy.
Because mm-hmm.
I can't decide if I'm going to
alphabetize. Or you could have Lauren come over to your house and she'll do it for you.
No, I don't know if I'm going to alphabetize.
Not for free.
If I'm going to do it by genre, I'm going to do it by color. But either way...
I think color would be cool.
I actually have a children's book written by Harvey Fierstein called The Sissy Duckling. And it's actually
yeah.
for...
I can't stand his voice.
But it's actually, it's a really cute book about diversity and including everyone. It's really cute. It's a children's book. Aww. It's a picture book.
So here's my thought. Speaking
ready for
about
my gay babies.
Roommates, I think we should now question Tom.
Is oh, yes, yes, roommates? Yes. It's Tom's turn to come over and answer the questions.
Tom?
He's too
that's
busy on his
Tom.
Phone.
Tom?
Too bad we don't he's have tweeting. Big Fatty here to play like a theme song for our show or for our game show.
I love how Terry's like in a chair, like close, like I'm gonna listen. I'm involved. And Tom, no.
Tom's all over.
I'm on my phone. Yeah, you're also in a lawn chair.
So Tom, this was gonna be really loud in those headphones.
Yes, and just it sounds know. Loud, but you need to talk loud.
Oh, that's you'll, okay. You'll need to be like this close
can
to
we,
the microphone.
This is almost like kissing where.
Oh, that's great.
Lauren was.
I think he was fine.
How's that? How are my levels?
Actually,
your level, you're fine.
So
you're
are we
perfect.
Say in the business?
You're better than Terry.
Okay.
Well, we can hear
he's very quiet. He's very
obviously,
quiet.
We know that he's going to win.
Right.
Yeah.
So you guys, you know, we have this game that we played on the last episode with Terry, who he tried to guess Tom's answers, and who was very unsuccessful.
Yeah, very.
So now it's Tom's turn to answer Terry's questions and see if he got it. Are you ready?
Yeah. Why don't we do it in reverse order, though?
The reverse order?
I'm pretty sure I know number one, but the other questions, these are more just for fun, as long as there's no money involved.
We'll go in reverse. There's no money.
Okay. No, it's, remember, if you recall from the last episode, it's who's going to top.
Oh, yeah, who's going to top?
Okay, well, maybe I'll just...
Maybe
this game just got serious.
Yeah, maybe I'll just blow my answers. Oh, no pun intended. Where'd Lauren go?
Dun, dun. Huzzah!
She's giving blowjobs in her room right now.
Blowjobs. She's going to choke on a Ritz cracker with spray cheese.
Where'd James Leroy go?
Oh, hey.
Okay, so are you ready
uh-huh.
to take this challenge?
Mm-hmm.
We need some Big Fatty music. I wish we did have that.
Can I open the app?
Yeah. Oh, does he play? He has his
no,
he game show music?
I don't think so. No, he just. What he needs is the skull music, I think, would be fun for this. Okay, that's all right. We'll do with that.
Okay. So, if Terry could come back as any animal reincarnated, what animal would that be?
I would say a cat.
Maybe yeah. that's your cat.
Oh.
A
cat.
His specific answer was a house cat. You can be fat, lazy. You could be a fat, lazy fuck, and people still love you.
Yeah.
Aww.
Well, that's why I chose the dog that I chose.
He's already beat you.
We've seen. They're
Damn.
Just so
docile.
Oh. Wait.
Bend over, Terry.
I had two English bulldogs. They're great dogs.
With the barbershop I go to, it's Gabby's up on Clark, and they've got one. One of the barbers has one, and it's just so. Docile and quiet, and it sits in this little box, and it's just so adorable.
I don't know if I told Bill this yet, but my manager has a picture of a bulldog. It's his friend's bulldog, but one of the pictures is of him and the bulldog in a bikini, and then the other one is a picture. I forget what the picture is, but the bikini one, the bulldog's like looking over its shoulder, so it's very much like, hey, it's very Sports Illustrated looking, like, and her name's Lola.
Of course it is.
No, but that's a French bulldog.
No, it's a English bulldog.
Why don't you show me
Not talking about that one.
Two Lolas?
That one's...
That's also...
Dolce.
Oh, Dolce. You know that Lola is actually the name of Ozzy's wife. What's her name?
Ozzy Osbourne is Sharon Osbourne. And
their
they
dog's
have a bulldog
named Lola.
Oh.
Okay, next question.
Next question.
Side note.
If Terry had a movie and made about his life, who would he choose to play him?
I'm going to guess Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, that's cute.
Daniel Radcliffe.
I know. I think Daniel Radcliffe has much more hair on his body than Terry does.
Yeah,
he's a hairy kid. And he's cut. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Daniel's uncut, I think, right?
Yes, he has an uncut soul.
And my answers, obviously, were just for fun. Like the guy that I chose for myself has been dead since before all of you were born,
right?
Because I think that was like 76. So Terry's answer, or the answer that I picked for Terry, is also somebody who's not living because he's a cartoon character. I'm saying Hermie the who wants to be a dentist from
Rudolph.
Yeah. Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
And
she didn't say that.
I'm surprised.
He said Zsa Zsa Gabor in Green Acres. And then he said otherwise Chris Evans for the uncanny resemblance.
Oh.
Definitely. Was it Zsa Zsa or Eva?
The,
was it Eva?
Whichever Gabor
it was.
It
was Zsa Zsa, right?
Zsa. Totally, that's him. Yeah, he's
yeah.
a city
These
girl.
Are the gayest
city girl.
Answers.
Oh, my God. I love that. That's the best answer I've ever heard.
He is definitely, yeah. He hated being out
in the
suburbs.
Green Acres, we are.
How does that go? How does this start out?
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me.
I don't know the rest of it.
Da 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 da.
Far and wide.
Da 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 da. Forget about the country. I'll take the something shopping and shit.
You ready?
Yeah.
What three things would Terry have to have on a deserted island?
Poppers.
Okay. First one, and I'm quite certain I got this one right because, of course, you remember when I got here today, I had a call that I had to bring him something that he needed. Oh. And this counts as one item. Did you not use it? How could you not have used this? This is going to be called teeth care products, meaning toothbrush and toothpaste. And maybe floss, but that's like a toothbrush. Toothbrush.
Hmm. Okay.
That's one. Number two, I'm going to say a fan. Because he has a very difficult time sleeping and he needs a fan blowing.
I have to have a fan on me too.
Me too.
Me too.
Drying out my eyeballs all night long.
He dries your balls out?
My eyeballs, yeah. And the last, I guess I'm going to say lastly, he needs like a drum of Requip so that he can sleep because he needs to take a rip. He's got restless leg.
You have restless legs.
You have RMI.
You have RML. Yeah.
For a minute, I thought like Requip.
RLS.
Is that a lube? That's the first.
Is Requip? Is that the medication you take that can make you go into gambling? Yeah.
No,
does it make you addicted to gambling?
No, that's the one he wants. That's Ambien. But the Requip is for restless leg, and then he takes something else.
Lauren is like stretching in front of.
He takes Lunesta, but he needs the Requip.
Is Lunesta good?
But you don't know.
Is it better than Ambien? Did you take Ambien?
No, he's never had Ambien. He wants to take
Ambien's Ambien, very addictive, though. It's
you know what? What's the difference if he can sleep? Because he's like rolling around.
No, the difference is because Ambien you sleep, but then you wake up and you start eating ketchup and mustard and mayonnaise and pudding.
My Aunt Justine woke up with a tub of mashed potatoes in her bed.
Yeah, you eat shit.
You got all the stuff with you, like popcorn, that you didn't know you could.
Yeah.
You're like, what's the shit?
And I woke up one day with a ketchup bottle in my bed. I mean, it's ridiculous.
That wasn't because of the ambience.
But I'm telling you right now.
Above the covers? On the pillow or underneath?
In my butt.
Squirted it.
But I am telling you, Ambien, I mean, it's a really good sleep. I mean, you might do some shit between it, but when you wake up, you're fucking rested.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But the thing is that when you take it, you don't really remember what you've done 2 hours before you go to bed. So you really can't remember
it. Maybe you should at least try it, because, like, I'll wake up. He's, like, talking out the window the other night at 4 a.m. I'm like, are you talking? And he's, like, all mad at me because I'm, he's like, talking. You're talking to me because I need to be able to listen.
If not, I'm just going to ignore you.
Okay, the answers, you got all of those wrong.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You're not concerned about your teeth? No, seriously, Desert Island, you're still not concerned about your teeth?
We have coffee, soda.
What?
And you, so he doesn't die.
Oh,
that isn't that sweet?
So he doesn't die.
Because I had to call him on a flat tire the other week.
Boy, that's a story, yeah.
Terry,
do you want to tell it? Do you want to tell it?
Yeah, I'll tell. He was going, leaving. We're together usually almost every night, actually. But so he was going downtown on a Sunday night. I was on call out in the suburbs. He was coming downtown because he had a coach, this coaching thing, training for the marathon on a Monday morning, very early. So anyway, he leaves the suburbs about 11 o'clock, and about, I don't know, 11:45, he calls, and his car is like pulling one direction or another. I said, do you have a flat? He's like, I don't think so. So then when it got to be too much, he stops and he looks. He's on Diversey in like Ashland or something. He looks, and sure enough, he's got a flat tire. So I, you know, get out, get up, and get put clothes on, and I come down, and I cannot get this tire changed. There's a lug nut that we cannot get off, and I mean, I'm like standing on the thing, and I'm bending the wrench, and I go to my car, get mine, and it's like bending the wrench. So we find somebody that can help. I go to the Shell station because it's the only thing open about a block away, and the guy gives me a phone number. It's like a 24-hour tire change place. So the guy, we wait like an hour. It's like, you know, two in the morning. But then, and this super hot guy comes with like,
he was like super hot.
Oh,
was he like dirty hot?
Totally.
Was he dirty hot?
I don't know what dirty hot is, but he was like really cute. His hair was really long. He had an accent. I don't know where he's. Where did he say he was from?
He was from California.
Oh, he's from California, but he had an accent from somewhere.
Dude,
but
gnarly.
So we're like, you know,
you nuts, I'm tight.
Like, oh my god! I would totally have like tried to take a picture of him if it, you know, we're just trying to get this done. But I'm like, totally send it off to tap that guy.
Side note: there's a great app called Sneaky Picks. Looks like you're talking on the phone. It actually will put a screenshot of what the phone thing, what the buttons look like on your iPhone.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
It's called Sneaky Picks. Go check it out.
Except you have to be holding the
camera. You have to just do this. You hold it up to your face, and then you point your face. You're like, totally. Oh, I'm talking over this way, and I'm taking pictures of you over here.
That's great. I
love that.
I need that. I will get that.
Check it out, guys. Sneaky Picks.
I will get that because it totally...
We're not getting paid. Beep it out.
I've submitted 2 pictures to tap that guy, and they've gotten all these responses. They're really, really popular. Anyway, this guy was like super hot, and... he was straight. Terry's like, what brought you to Chicago? And he's like, I'll give you one guess. And I'm like, a guy? No, actually, I'm like, a girl? And he's like, yeah. But actually, what he was doing was he was running away from a girl. So maybe he got her pregnant. But anyway, he's like really cute. So, of course, you know, when finally he changed, it's like 3 a.m, he's got this, everything's done and everything. I'm like, you know, why don't you give us your cards just in case this happens again and write your name on this one. So anyway.
Oh, you have his name? You got his name?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
are you going to text his number?
I got his number, too.
You should text it.
You know, AAA works really well.
Yeah, well, no, I don't think I'll do that.
What? You should text him. Look, there was this hot guy in Lakeland. In Lakeland, he was, like, super hot, and he was a realtor or whatever, but he had his picture and his telephone number on the bench, and I texted him. I was like, oh, my God, you're super hot. He's like, really? You think I'm hot? I'm like, oh yeah. And we had a total conversation about how hot he was. And then he found out it was a guy. He's like, sorry, man, I'm only into girls. I'm like, fuck.
I'm sure I would be very disappointed because
he was
be totally
so hot.
Yeah.
All right, so we have one final question, and probably going to get this right. Yeah. What is Terry's favorite color?
I'm going to say, and I think you let the cat out of the bag with this one earlier. It's orange.
Yes. You won.
Mine's not blue.
No, it's orange.
No. Do I get 2 points?
You have 2 points. He has a quarter of a point.
A quarter.
So you get to talk tonight. Are you excited?
No.
He's like, I'm lazy.
I'm a little tired.
It's been 16 years.
Since he's done it?
Maybe that.
Oh, we have some voicemails and emails we have to go over because these are like 4 weeks old.
Jesus.
Where's my email here?
Speaking about a few weeks old, so while you're pulling those up, so you heard about Amy Winehouse, right? With the well, obviously that she
her
passed deadsies. Away, but she also had somebody rob her house. Mm. They went into her house and they stole unreleased music, and they also stole some sheet music, and
rude. That's sad, but you know what's interesting about her house is because I remember she was in Rolling Stone or something, and they interviewed her at her house. Literally, her house door was on the street. Like, you could go up and knock on the door. There was no blockade. What's that called? Like, the gates and stuff. She had nothing like that. It was just, you walk up to her door, knock on the door.
Interesting.
Which is crazy to me for famous people.
Oh, those riots that are going on right now, too, are crazy.
Yeah, it's
over in England.
Yeah,
and I don't know.
What are they about?
I don't know.
Some guy got shot by the police. He was in his
30s. I didn't even think they had guns over there. I didn't think the police carried guns.
Yeah,
they
did. Got shot in his car.
And there's a huge riot in North London about it, and then it kind of spread all over.
It's also a little more than that. It has to do with their economy.
Yeah.
Blaming the government and the business.
Well, the shot was the spark that blew it up.
So that means, you know, because our economy is not doing too well.
No, not even funny. There's people who are blogging and are talking about that, talking about how we need to do this in America. And then there's also this, like, pictures that I was looking at.
That's illegal.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, there's pictures I was looking at where people were jumping out of their houses because they were on fire. Pizza's here. And
you blogged a picture earlier today of the ridiculousness of people, like they're looting stuff that's ridiculous.
Right.
The diapers.
The diapers.
Oh, it must be that guy that lives out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
it was that guy. That's how I knew.
But yeah, of all things to grab, this guy's got this huge box of adult
like, it was like adult, like it depends kind of thing. No, yeah, there's other stuff. Like there's another one that I posted there that will show up on Twitter or Tumblr soon. But it was about like how people are stealing. Like it was like, your government's corrupt. Start rioting. Start stealing from small businesses. You know, it's like, that doesn't make any sense.
But you know what the funny thing is they can't trace any of this due to the thing that we all love and hate, group messaging.
Right.
Due to group messaging, after the first couple, they can't trace it because it's like...
But don't they have a huge number of cameras? Like we've in Chicago, you know, we've got certain intersections where there's cameras.
I think they have them everywhere there,
yeah,
right?
In London, they've got like tons, probably 10 times.
Well, but they're even interviewing people who aren't shy to talk about why they did it and what they're doing. But at least they had all those people who showed up with the brooms to clean it all up.
Did they?
There's also another a clip that I saw where this guy was trying to like break a glass window with like an object, and some guy just like starts running and plows the guy, and it's like
it's probably the owner of the business.
It was crazy.
Yeah,
talk about something happy.
Let's take a phone call.
Or need.
This is only 3 seconds, so
show me your deck, Ricky. Call.
was that you or the call?
That was me.
Oh, damn! I thought that was the best call ever, but it was just James.
Show me your dick, Ricky. Dick pics or didn't happen.
Hello, Ricky. Hello, James Roy. This is Scott, aka Sater 69 of Potatoes here. You can't see me, but I'm shaking my head disapprovingly at James. The game is called Gloom.
Yes!
L-O-O-M. Gloom.
Yes.
It's a great game.
It is.
There's a core game and 2 extensions. Not that I have them all, but I do. How do dare you not know one of the greatest card games ever, Gloom.
Satyrs.
Bill, are you there?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
You've got to keep Ricky in line with his musicals and James in line with his games. You, my friend, are a Christian martyr.
I know.
A Christian
martyr. I know.
I can't wait to meet you in Vegas.
Should I bring Gloom?
I think I need to buy you a drink for
Please.
Picking up with these two plebeians.
A double.
I bet you have to look that word up, don't you, boys? Bill probably already knows it.
Bill doesn't.
Well, there. Fine. Bill, by the way, I'm Satyr69 on the Twitters. I'd love to have you as a friend. I would. There, I said it. Okay, this is Satyr, and, yeah.
Did you hear that? He just did a big fatty. Gosh. I remember you used to do that all the time.
Okay, so did okay. I
Wait,
listened.
You missed
yeah.
it.
Yes.
Because what I was talking about is all I couldn't remember was the name.
Yeah.
But I told them about the whole entire game. So Satyrsphere.
And I said, is it like the Addams Family?
No, it's more like
F that.
It's very even. Yeah, no, I why would you think about it? I mean, it's a really honestly, it is an obscure game. It's very Edward Gorey. Edward Gorey like is the kind of type. You don't know who fucking Edward Gorey is either. You ever watch BBC Masterpiece or... Oh, shit. Wow. Okay, anyway. but yeah, no, it's a fun game. Actually, didn't I force you to play it?
Yes, that's what I talked about on the show.
Yeah, it's a great game.
Someone has bitch face on right now.
I learned it from Ricky.
Well, thank you very much, Satyr.
They all fucking love Bill. Why don't we just call this... Bill's fucking show.
Oh, were you going to ask me about my favorite show episode?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I know you haven't. Have you been listening?
Oh, yeah. Tom's still here, by the way.
I know, right? Oh, he doesn't listen.
Wait. What?
Oh.
No. What's the question?
What's your favorite show of ours?
What's your favorite show? When did you start listening?
When did you start
us?
Listening? That's question one. And when is your favorite show?
Okay, when you got to Chicago.
Okay.
First show. Been listening since then. And my favorite show, I think, was it right after Halloween? Wasn't it like one of the first times that Bill was here?
Halloween? We haven't gotten to Halloween yet.
No. Was
I didn't get here until February.
Was there a costume party or something?
No, that was Easter.
Oh, Easter. Right. Yeah.
That was a bad...
No wonder. Yeah, yes. I'm thinking Halloween because you were dressed as a nun or something.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So.
Yes.
How? No wonder I made that mistake. But
yes.
Yeah, okay. Was that like about the first time you were on? But it just seemed like it was a lot of fun. You guys were having such a good time.
Yeah.
And that's why Bill's the favorite.
I can stop coming.
No, you're all our favorites.
Whatever.
You're going to turn and look out the window again?
Look, yeah. Let me tell you. When we were at dinner last Wednesday, Tom was all talking about James LeRoy and how cute he is and how he could just rub up on him all the time.
This pizza.
Speaking of this, why
you
don't
were,
you
like,
ask
you were,
him?
Like saying something about I don't know what, but it was like I was had my arm around you and I was like, touching you, and I was sure I offended you on many of it.
Well, you're not Latino.
Oh,
so that offends me.
So
that offends you.
Just kidding. But what really offends me is that you guys aren't going to Pride 48.
Well, you never know. We might show up. If we show up, it'll be a surprise.
Surprise.
Can we get? Can we swear on Big Fatty's life that you will be going?
I can't do that because I see my schedule sucks. Just sucks totally. So when I get off, if I have to take the weekend off, that's my weekend down. If I have to take the weekend off, it could mean I'm going
to
be
working. Do you have
like
something to say, Terry?
Huh?
He wants to go. Commit.
Oh.
It's not 100% not going to happen, but I don't want to say anything.
Do you both have to travel together? Can one come without the other?
Oh, no.
Oh, that was
usually
oh, no.
Of us, usually one of us a lot sooner.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. On that
yeah,
note.
My parents would travel separately, like if they were going to fly somewhere, they would fly separately. Which
you know George's
five kids, so they know where they were.
George's parents, they never go on vacation together.
Well, no, they would go together, but they go in different planes.
Yeah,
back this my dad. She's been dead a long time.
That makes sense.
George,
I mean, I understand what his parents were thinking. I mean,
but no, we're
going to
travel together.
Well, we'll be really good to see you.
I will let you know within a week.
Oh, okay.
Let's do a vote. Let's have America vote.
Yes, America, all 1,800 of you,
yeah.
Vote
you can
and
text.
See if you want Tom and Terry and Big Fatty can he can be the politician for this or whatever he can, you know, because what Big Fatty says happens. Okay. Steve in the UK, okay, wanted a webcam for his new apartment so people could see the view of the city. Well, he did it on his own. No one was really doing it. Big Fatty did it, and I guess he got enough money to buy like 3 cameras.
He's
when
the
Big
boss.
Fatty speaks, it happens.
He's the.
That's what happens.
Pooba.
Big Fatty is.
When Big Fatty opens his mouth, shit happens.
Right.
Speaking of open mouths, this pizza behind us.
Yeah,
right
we gotta
now,
go.
It smells so
Give
good.
Give us a call 206-984-3685.
You can also email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
Follow us on Twitter as foulmonkeys and jamesleroyfm.
And you can also check us out on our Facebook fan page or on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
Is that all we got going?
That's it.
All right, people. This is Ricky.
And this is James Leroy.
This is Bill.
This is Tom.
And we're out here.
Lala and Tara
yes.
in the background.
And we got some pizza.
We got some pizza.
Bye.
So we're going.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Did
you really give your address?
Take that out.
Dear strangers, please come grab us. Rape me in the middle of the night. And Ricky, too.
Well, they can't get up here.
Clearly, he's asking for it. Clearly.